Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and
elated that you have stopped by this show today, because this is your day today. God is so good this day, each and every day, but he is good especially today because I have all of you all on listening to today. And before we start, we have an exciting program today. And if anybody would like to say anything about the topic we are talking about today, feel free to hit the number one on your phone, and I'll bring you right in. Also, if you know anybody that would like to hear this program, give them a jingle. The number is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is area code 646-716-4389. And if they can't come by phone now, tell them we're on Twitter and Facebook, and they can tune in it at any time or go to the archive. But before we start our show today, we will take a few moments of prayer. Dear Lord, strengthen our trust in your power to help us work for you. Even when we feel overwhelmed, Lord. Lord, help us to serve those in need. Those you send us, Lord, help us always to serve with a loving heart, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask you to change not, but help us trust you even through the test of faith. Lord, for your grace in Jesus Christ, who life, death, and resurrection reconcile us to you. We want to thank you, God, for forgiving us all our sins because of what Jesus has done for us. Lord, we want to say thank you today. We thank you for the small joy and surprises of each day. Help us to be aware of you in the little and the big moments of our life. Help us to let our light shine for you this day, Lord, in Jesus' divine will. Amen and thank God. Well, today, our topic is get connected to God. My. I think area code 501, if you want to speak, I'm going to bring you in. And if not, because I see a question mark, but I'm going to bring you in just in case you're on live, area code 501. Did you want to say something before we began?
Good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you, Minister Cliff, in Arkansas?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, praise God. Yes. So glad to have you on today. And glad that your voice have returned.
Yes, ma'am. It came back the next day.
And you know what? Praise God.
God showed me something about that. You know, remember my mom and wife was talking about the medical term and why, how it happens. But I just believe that the reason my voice got quiet is because of stress good from my current position in my job.
Okay.
The job itself is not stressful. The people I work with are just stressful to a point where you want to wring everybody's necks and then some. But I learned to be quiet because I got tired of fighting verbally. I got tired of arguing. I got tired of debating. Got tired of defending myself. And God said, well, if you don't shut up, I'm going to shut you up.
Huh?
So after that one day, I learned how to be quiet.
Mm.
The Bible does say, sit still, know that he is God, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have to do.
I have to
sit still, sit down, shut up, know that he
and
is
let him
God.
Fight your battles.
God will fight all my battles. Exactly. So no matter what fool I run into on this job or my next job, God is going to get a victory. He always has a victory. And all I got to do is sit back, lay back in the cut, chillax, and let God do his thing. I ain't got to fight.
All right.
Because God fights my battle. I don't fight his battle.
All right.
He's a God worth serving. Oh, he's too big of a God asked me to fit. I know who's God, and it ain't me.
All right. All right. Well, we want to thank God for that praise report this morning. Minister Cliff from Arkansas, we just want to give you praise, give God praise, give you praise for being obedient to God. And, you know, the topic I selected today, get connected to God. And, you know, I'm glad you came on with that testimony because that's part of being connected to God. When you start doing what God said, you staying connected to the source. And God is your source. And today we're going to start off with Mark 4 and 6. And the word of God said, but when the sun was up, it was scorched, and became, it had no root, it withered away. And that's what's happening right today. If you notice how hot it is all around the country, how things are being scorched, dried up, and how the roots and stuff, you know, come up. And when they go to till the ground, everything is just so dry and burnt up. And it just withered away. You know, today on Get Connected to God, I have my great-grandson a lot of times. I'm keeping him, and I would watch him. By the time he get here, he always would run to the cards on the wall. And I would have cards that's going to the computer and to the TV, and I would swat his little hand. And I said, great-grandmother don't want you to get hooked up on this here and get connected here, and you go to prime, you know, literally. And I started thinking about that every time he come, no matter how much I swatted his hand, I had to think, God, he need to be connected to you. You know, and at that moment, the power cord disconnected. When he was full with it, it pulled out the wall, and I had to reconnect the power cord. And I think about that in our life. You know, what a lot of waste energy with nothing accomplished when we don't have the power connected to God. You know, and if I hadn't taken measure to secure the connection from him, this scene would have been measured, you know, repeatedly and repeated again, that something would have happened to him. And I had to stop getting frustrated and say, wait a minute, it's an easier way to solve this problem. When he's coming, just disconnect everything. But you stay connected to God. Let him get connected to God today. And as I prayed over him, I said, you are connected to God. Whatever God do for you today, you're going to be connected. You're going to be plugged in to the word of God. Even in the midst, if you go to sleep, I'm going to have the word of God plugged in close enough where you can hear, where you're going to stay plugged up and connected to God. You know, I thought about a hose or a cord may look good, but don't mean it's good. But when the power doesn't flow through, something is always wrong. You know, you've had an iron, a toaster. I'm going to use examples like that. When you plugged it in and it sparked a fire, that means something wasn't connected. It had some wires that was loose. Well, friends somewhere, you have to go in and investigate. The iron itself could be fine. It means you need to redo them wire, rehook them wire, hook it together, connect it. And that's the same way we need to do with our Christian walk with God. We need to be connected to the power of God because, you know, this could be our experience by using those examples. You know, are we on our shaky ladder of self? Clenching our teeth, trying to get the job done. But then we discover that we are disconnected from God and all powerless to accomplish our goals when we are not connected to the source, which is Jesus Christ. You know, such a life waste time and energy, accomplishing nothing, and ends in frustration. We feel when we do not take the proper time to get firmly connected to God through the power cord of his word. And today I was using five keywords today. Loose, quick, firm, cross, and connected. And today I'm going to let the first one be loose. You know, Just think about it. When you got a loose electrical connection, do not tolerate heavy loads on that connection. They generate heat and finally spark and burn apart, often causing great fires. They tell you, if you know you have a cord that's loose in the wall, loose in the socket to an extension cord you may have, don't leave home and leave that connected. If you have a dryer, I'm using these as example to show you how you can be connected to God. But first, I need to show you some examples on loose connection, how you can lose touch with God if you're not staying connected to Him through sin, through so many things in life in general. And no, you know, we cannot depend on loose connection. They will disappoint us repeatedly. And today is our now time to get connected with God. This is a time to make the necessary change so we do not find ourselves disconnected from God in our moments of greatest need. Without God's power, we are nothing. Do you hear me? Without God's power, we are nothing. You know, loose spiritual connection have caused much destruction. When you think about how you so loosely with God, you're not praying, you're not fasting, you're not giving out the word when God give it to you, even through discernment. We've been studying this week on discernment, and you got to have some discernment through the Holy Ghost. You just can't blobber everything out of your mouth just because you saw it. Or God gave it to you, you got to wait till God give you permission. And it's just the same way with that loose connection with God. You got to get back in the right standing with God. Because that loose spiritual connection could cause much destruction in your life. And you know, my next word I had was quick. And I went to Luke, the 17th chapter and the 17th verse. And the word of God says, not me, it's in your Bible, if you have not tore your pages out. It said, and Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? A quick, you know, a lot of us want to go to God for a quick fix. And thinking he a Santa Claus or he somebody just come out osmosis and oops, he appear a quick connection. But you know, quick connection and plug-ins are handy because they allow us to easily make electrical hookup. They give us a sense of freedom to choose when and where we want power. Ah, we enjoy the convenience of instant result. That's that quick fix, that quick thing, you know. We want instant. Everything we want now is instant. You don't want to wait a while. You don't want to let it sit a while. You don't want to tarry a while. You want that quick connection. You want that quick result. You know, as an electrical tool may become useless because of a small break in the cord. I was telling you that early in the loose connection. But its use is restored when the wires are reconnected. I told you that when you got a loose connection and how you got to take your time, not a quick one, but take your time and fix and see which one of those connections is not being connected properly to keep from being a devastation, a fire, or whatever. You know, hydraulically connections are useful with large implements. The farmer quickly connected his tractor to an impalement and drives off to the field without even considering how valuable these convenient connections are. I look at it when you're going up and down the road as you travel. And as I go from prison to prison, I have to find past places where the cattle are grazing the land and the people are out plowing the land. But now just think, if they don't check those connections before they leave the main place to get out to the field, they don't realize it until they're out there that they don't have some connection they should have. And, you know, then they want to do a quick thing. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, you can't do a quick thing with God. I'm not like that. No, 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 no. You know, He gets his work done and then simply disconnect the implement and focus his attention elsewhere. How about your connection today with God? Do you live as you please, but quickly call on God when you face a crisis in your life? Do you try to plug into his resources for instant help out of the dilemma that you have put yourself in? God may help us right away, but sometimes, you heard me? But sometimes he let us wait so he can teach us some lessons for our eternal good. You can't go to God with wanting a quick fix. You got to go to God wanting to know, Lord, I want to be connected for true, for real. I don't want to be disconnected. I don't want this loose connection to you. Because when you got that loose connection, the enemy just come on in. You done open the door for him. He just ease right on in. He done sit to the table with you. He done got in the tub with you. He done got in the shower with you. He done got in your car with you. He done just ease on in. He done come in for the kill. And when you realize it, that you done had that lost connection, you done tried to do that quick connection, you haven't held on firmly with God, my. So many things start happening. And you go to God, God, why this happening? Why that's happening? Okay, did you connect to the source? Are you connected to everything else but to Jesus? You know, this is God's work. He is getting your attention, my attention, and everybody's attention. God is well able to help us if you let him. You got to stay connected. He's not a quick connecting resource for our convenience. God has made it possible that every person can always be fully connected to him. He's open to every door that you may be connected. May we not be guilty of making a few quick promises to God. How many of you all that's listening to me now or even on the odd card that have went to God with a quick prayer, a quick fix, you thought? You know, but when we experience trouble and then forgetting him after he has helped us, my. I know it's somebody listening in right now or somebody will tune in later on this broadcast. And that's what you've been doing. You've been coming to God for a quick fix, a quick connection. And soon as he bless you with what you need, you forget all about God. You stop praying. You stop reading the word. You stop fasting. You stop telling everybody else about how good God is because he answered your prayer. You figure, well, I don't need him now until the next time something come up. Wrong. You got to stay connected because he'll take you back to that loose connection where you're trying to get that quick connection, and that's not going to work. You know, a quick connection or convenience, imitating a connective endure. And you can't do that. You can't have a loose connection. You can't have that quick connection. And before I go to my next connection, if anybody online would like to say something, just press 1 on your keypad, and I will bring you in. I thank God for every guest that have tuned in today on this line. I hope this is helping you. I hope it's something that is said to done, a nugget that is dropped that in your spirit that would help you. And even if on your job you may see somebody with a loose connection, and you can tell them from the word of God what God said, what they can do to get that connection back, where they don't have to do a quick connection, where they can connect to God, put that in their socket, and stay connected to God. They don't have to leave and let the enemy come in. So my next one I have is firmly connected. And I went to 2 Timothy 2:1, and the word of God said, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ." I'll read that again. "Thou therefore, my son, my daughters, be strong in the grace that is in Christ." You know, I think put your mind in a service at church or something, and you think about different ones that have different things going on. And I would say our church brotherhood had a few work days to help a member who was adding on to his or her house to accommodate his growing family. You know, in the course of our work, we use various power tools because I use power tools myself. I use the saw, electric saw, the electric drill, different things that I use myself. And I have to be so careful. I got the farm to be connected where I don't get shocked and I don't hurt myself. I got to stay connected myself to God. You know, and as I was saying, that various power tools and electrical cord, you know, that we have a running across our work area. They may be running across the floor. They may be on the cabinet. They may be going across a bed. You know yourself, you've used electrical cords in your home. Sometimes you may have one hooked to your washing machine, to your dryer, one to your freezer, one to your washing machine, your toaster, your microwave. I'm just giving you some examples on how you can use different electrical cords. And if they are not firmly, I mean firmly, all the way in connected, they may do some damage. And cords that are easily, that came apart, was laid aside. That means those that wasn't working, get rid of them. Don't hold them. Don't save them. Because somebody else, you didn't put a sign on it say, this not working properly. So just throw those away. Get another one. If you don't have somebody know what they're doing, just dispose of that. Because the next person came in might need to use that card, and you are nowhere around. And that way they may get electrocuted, shock, anything. So don't leave electrical cards around. But we still talking about the spirit. That's in the natural. But in the spiritual, we want you to be firmly connected to God. You know, and what make the useful card dependable, these cards was anchored by a twist lock that held two ends together. You know, the connection could only be separated by a twist and a pull. And if you get a cord, you see that on there. And I think about God's church is working in a united effort to enlarge her border. You know, much work can be accomplished by people who are willing to put their shoulders to the work. We have twist lock of godly love. We have twist lock brotherhood. We have twist lock prayer. We have twist lock care. We have twist lock concern, compassion, unity of the spirit. Biblical obedience, selfishness, and a willingness to be spent. You know, these keep our cause locked together in Christ. It doesn't matter what person is first. Let me say that again. It doesn't matter what person is first. God's great work calls everyone. God have called each and every one of you all that's listening within the sound of my voice. He have called you. God want us to focus on him and his work. We have to keep our focus on God, not on Jimmy, not on Billy, not Susie Q, not all down the road, but he want us to keep our focus on him. And, you know, as I'm sharing that with you, we dare not allow the devil to destroy our usefulness by twisting and pulling us apart. You know that. If the enemy can come in, he's going to move you from Jamie. He's going to move you from Sally. And when you look up, you don't even know why Sally ain't calling you, why Jimmy ain't calling you, why Bobo, you ain't talked to him or her. And you don't realize the enemy have come in and untwist what you had because you left a crack open. You know, we choose how secure our connection is with God and his church. And if we have lost that connection, it is our fault, not God. It's our fault, you all. His endless power is our resource. May we remain firmly connected to him and to the one another. We got to stay. We say we a family, and a Christian family. We got to stay connected, y'all. We can't let the enemy. When one hand go, hurry up and grab that other hand. We don't want nothing to come in and break that chain that God have connected us with. No matter who you see, who you talk to, if they're talking about Jesus and doing what Jesus said, do stay connected. But now if they're talking a whole bunch of junk, don't know which direction they're going in, give them Jesus. And when they're able to get connected, hook back up with them, but let them know that they need to be connected to Jesus first. They need that power. They need that soul because they have been disconnected. And it's going to take the power of God to bring them back in your prayers, to bring them back to be connected to the phone. Don't just let life trip you and make you slip and lose your grip. I'll say that again. Don't let life trip you up and make you lose your grip with Jesus. We all go through something in the course of a day, in the course of a week. But we have to realize that we're going to stay connected to God. Through hell or high water, we're going to stay planted in the word of God. We're not going to give up. Area code 918, if you would like to say something, I know you are chomping at the bits on the other end of that phone. Area code 773, if you want to come in and say something, feel free. Area code 501, because it's all about all of us today. It's about all of us staying connected to the word of God. And that's what we're going to need. In these last and evil days, we can't get disconnected, all combobulated. We got to stay connected to Jesus, no matter what. And then my next one was crossed connection. You know, and I went to James 4 and 7. And it says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We got to resist the devil. Ah, ooh, let me go to area code 773.
Hello.
773, you are now on the air. May I ask who we are speaking to this morning?
This is Michael from Chicago.
Evangelist Michael from Chicago. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach.
Thank you very much. You are a mighty woman of God, and I just have to give you a reply on that. Yesterday I had a little blessing that came my way. What happened was that a man was driving his truck, and he ran out of air. One of my 18-wheelers. 18-wheelers, you got to have air to be able to unlock your brakes. You got to have air to start up your truck. You got to have air to do everything. So what happened was that the man was trying to get his truck started, and he didn't have no air. I had to take a hose and connect my air hose to his truck. So, you know, the same connection really counted when you know, it may not sound important to you, but yeah, that man cannot run his truck. As big as that truck is, it cannot run without a certain amount of air. And I had to connect to him. And so I connected with him and tried to charge up his air so he can get it started. It will not start. Sometimes when you connect to something, it takes more than just a physical jump or a connection like you would jump off a car.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I had to stay connected to him, put a chain on his truck, and pull his car to jumpstart his truck. So after I went around the parking lot about 2-3 times, it jumpstarted. Sometimes, isn't it good to know that you can stay connected with God, and even though he may just want to sit still, but then when you do move out of his area, he is still connected with you. No matter where you are in life, he is still connected with you. And I appreciate this Bible service. But this came to the pass that I just had to just tell you about being connected. I had to stay connected with him, pull him around. He drives an 18-wheeler. I drive an 18-wheeler. So it was pretty wild to see two big trucks running around the parking lot together with a chain and with an air hose. Staying connected. Thank you.
Well, praise God, praise God. I thank you that for that evangelist, Michael, out of Illinois, because that's what it's all about, staying connected. And in the course of the day, you don't know who life you may be changing, who may need your assistance. And by you having what the man needed, it took the two connections. Your truck had to be hooked to his truck to give him the connection to put the air in his truck that he didn't have any longer to be able to pull his truck to go on his way. So, you know, that's God. I thank God for that testimony this morning because, you know, that was a cross connection. You crossed your truck to his truck that gave him the connection to start up his truck and to be able to go on down the road where he needed to go. Ah, you know, Thank you so much, man of God, for that example on connected and staying connected to God. And I'm pretty sure by you doing that, you was letting him know still how God had connected both of y'all together through the word of God with everybody you said that passed him that would not even give him assistance. God was, you was his angel that God sent that connected him to what he needs. Ah, my. My brother, a lot of time, he comes out to help me sometime on different things that I just can't handle. And, you know, he was changing some wires in an electric panel box in the dark corner of the room. And, you know, one held a small light while the other worked with a screwdriver. And suddenly there was a blinding flash and spark flew. We had crossed the wrong terminal, and there was immediately resistance. Now, you know, if you put the wrong wire to another wire, you know that's dangerous. If you ain't watching, what you doing? And as I went to the scriptures, the lives of Joseph and Daniel in the Bible inspires us. Both young men were separated from their families and held captive in the faraway ungodly country. You know, Joseph did not let his grieving heart give way to hatred for his brothers who had mistreated and sold him. By God's grace, he resisted sin. He refused to react to the injustice against him. He knew that all sin is against God and that vengeance belongs to the Lord. And for that, verse, I went to James 4:7. It says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You know, even in still in the midst of the word of God, Daniel, too, lived among idol worshippers. But he carried the light of God in his heart and purposed not to break God's commandments or to defy himself like Joseph. He did not allow bitterness to creep into his heart and destroy his resistance. Both young men lived with a clear purpose, casting godly light wherever they were able to help. And that's what you did yesterday, Evangelist Michael. You was able to cast your godly light in a dark situation for someone else. You know, today, how would you if we were in prison for 7 years on false charges? I think about being in the prison system, going in and out the prison, ministering to the men, how some of them there for the crime they did commit, but there's so many there that's there for a crime that they didn't commit, that someone pointed them out because they didn't know who, so they just say, that's the one. Don't even know that person, had never seen that person. And that person didn't have a good alibi or they didn't have somebody to go in their defense. The enemy picked on them. It wasn't God, the enemy came in. What would be our thought doing a long night among the lions in that dark den when we know we were because of others' envy and hatred? When others do us wrong, do we respond kindly? Or do we react in a shower of hateful sparks? Our hearts must be grounded in love and respect for God and his word. When we are cross, Let us respond kindly rather than react harshly. Do not cross contact calls, cross comebacks. I'll say that again. Do not cross contacts. Calls is cross comeback. You know, these things are going to come back on you. Treat people with love and kindness like you want to be treated. Your heart must be grounded in love and respect. That way, you give respect, respect will be given back to you. But if you come to a person grumbling, complaining, murmuring, biting at them, you don't even know what that person was fixing to say before they had a chance to open their mouth. You lashed out at them. That ain't what God wants. He wants us to stay connected. And for us to stay connected, we got to stay connected to him. That way when we meet another sister and brother in Christ, we know how to be connected to that spirit. Because they're going to have the spirit of God. They're going to be firmly connected. They're not going to be worried about that quick connection because they know they're already in God. That loose connection, they're trying all they can do right now is to get connected to God. They're going to lose that loose connection and get it right. They're going to lose that trying to get everything quick, quick scheme, quick get right, quick, in a hurry right now, and it backfires. They're going to get the connection to God so firmly, they ain't going to want to let go. They're going to be holding so tight that their very life depend on, holding on. You know how some people say, I'll throw your rope over, hold on. Well, sometimes you got to hold on. You got to hold on to your faith and your connection with God. No matter what it look like, what it seem like, don't let it go. Hold on. Don't let life trips make you slip and lose your grip. You know, and Jesus is the connector. You know, in the word of God in 1 John 5 and 7, it say, for there are three that bear records in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Just remember that, the connector. And they, the three bear witness in the records in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. So, you know, we have to think about all these connections. How do you want to be connected to God? You know, as we was coming up, we did what our dad told us, what our mother said. And, you know, if we wanted to do something, to go somewhere, we would ask our parent. And then one would say, well, what did daddy say? Another would come back and say, well, what did mama say? But if we asked her first, we would hear the same thing. What did daddy say? Or are you doing this? And daddy give you to do that, then you'll start groaning and murmuring and complaining. You know, but our parents were connected and spoke the same thing. Parents, in my time, they spoke the same thing. If he told you no, the mama going to say no. And they're going to tell you why they say no. Because they stay connected with the word of God. You know, any scheming or pouting and trying to get your own way, you was disciplined with that. That's the same way with God. When you're not doing what God tell you to do, and when God go to chastising you, mama, daddy, sister, brother, husband, cousin, nobody can take that whipping from you. Because if he done told you more than once and more than twice, as they say, but you still want to do what you want to do, and you know what you're doing is not right, you have broke that connection with God. This don't mean he don't love you. He still love you. But you got a price to pay because you have been disobedient. You didn't want to do what he required of you to do. So that means you got a price to pay. You go right back to where you done lost the connection. You're trying to get back it with quick. And then as you start easing in a little bit more, you start saying, wait a minute, I better hold on firmly. Then you realize, wait a minute, something I'm doing while I'm holding on firmly. I don't cross something up. I got to get it right. I got to get it right. Then you get to the connector. When you start really going down to the Father, the Word of God, and the Holy Ghost. You know, ooh, Jesus. You know, we learned that discipline, it may hurt you a while. Just say, ouch. But God is chastising you. He know how to chastise you. He know how to bring you to the forefront. You begging for this and you begging for that, but you done forgot about what God told you last night or this morning. And you done just went on doing your thing and thinking he going to be pleased with that. No, sirree, buddy. No, sirree, buddy. If I have anybody that's on the line that would like to come on and say anything and share with this topic, feel free. Because I don't know it all. Some things may have happened in your life that you would like to share with the audience that's listening in. Hello?
I got something to say real quick.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You on air.
Well, when you said something about, I think paraphrasing my in and out, doing what we want to do and having our way and not God's way, you know, I made a book in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 27. And the word says that therefore you delivered them into the hands of the enemy who oppressed them, and in the time of the trouble, when they cried to you, you heard from heaven. And according to your abundant mercy, you gave them delivery to save them from the hand of the enemies. Verse 29, and testified against them that you might bring them back to your law. Yet they acted proudly and did not heed your commandments, but sinned against you. Your judgment, which a man does, he shall live by them. And they shrugged their shoulders, stiffed their necks, and would not hear. Verse 31, nevertheless, in your great mercy, you did not utterly consume them, nor forsake them. For you are God, gracious and merciful. And I'm going to talk about myself a little bit, because I'm not all the way there just yet. But even when I was in the world, and even on God, God's family of faith, I have told myself, look, this is what I'm going to do. I don't care who it hurts. I don't care who says or what. I'm going to do what I want to do. And you know what? God will let us do what we want to do. He said, okay, you looking bad? Go ahead and do it. But at the end of the result, God is always faithful. He's always there. Because he knows what the end result is going to be. And it's not too much that will hurt us, but it will help us. Now, some of y'all may not agree with that, but check this out. When I do good, I is for win because I'm still human. The less I learn in my dirtness, I learn that God has kept me alive, because whatever I done could have killed me. Judgment could have set in. So I'm just thankful and grateful to God. No matter what I do in life, God has his hand upon my life, and he is still covering me. It's the blood.
Yes, right.
Nothing but the blood. I'll get this thing in the heartbeat, but I ain't going to do it. But nothing but the blood. And I'm so grateful for that, too. I mean, because stuff I've done in the past, after my salvation, God had every right to take my life, but he did. I'm still here.
That's right. Amen. Amen. And just like you just said, you did what you wanted to do. And Lord let you went on. And when you needed to be disciplined, he disciplined. He still loved you, but you got disciplined. You the one wanted to get disconnected and do what you wanted to do. But God never had left you, had he?
Because I was still in his hand.
That's right. And he gave you chance to be reconnected to him from the things that you were doing, right?
Yes.
All right. Elder Michael, did you want to say something?
No, ma'am, but this is a good lesson. It is a good lesson.
Yes, sir. And we have area code 918. Did you want to say something? We thank you for listening in. But, you know, God grants us special favors because of our unique situation. Does he bend his commandments to fit us? Does Jesus comprise the truth because his heart is so full of love and compassion? You know, and does the Holy Spirit move me into conflict with God? Is his word and my brothers, the answer is clearly no. There is no greater connection than the oneness of God, the Father, Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is no respecter person. He is just and will punish disobedience. He has provided ample power to do right in every situation, no matter how unique it may seem. But we are empowered only as we are connected to Christ. You know, in tests of daily life, our attitudes and words and action bear witness if our spirits are running parallel with God. And I mean with God's spirit. Please don't groan at God's commands. Learn the hard way too late before it's too late. When you have missed heaven. We don't want to miss heaven, you all. Connection carries power from the source. Out of all the connection I brought today, loose, quick, firm, cross, connected, you know, it carries power from the source. And we want to stay hooked up to the source, which is Jesus Christ. We want to let everybody know how they can get hooked up. Those that's not, we want to show them and tell them how they can be hooked up to God through the word of God. They can read their word. They can recite the word. They can put that word above all in their heart, in their spirit. So one day when they need it, they can gurgitate it back up because it's in there. It's in their mind. It's in their soul. It's in their fiber. It's in their every being. Being connected with the word of God. I thank God today for the broadcast. I thank him for the topic today. Get connected to God because that's what we need each and every day of our life. We need to stay connected to God. Sure, we all going to have trials. Sure, we all going to have tribulation. We all going to say something that we shouldn't. We can go to God and ask him forgiveness. But he wants us to stay connected to him because the more we stay connected to him, the more power we get from him, the more of the source of everything that we need spiritually, God will give it to us long as we stay connected. But when we start separating ourselves from God, you opening that door wider and wider for the enemy to come in. And we don't want that in nobody's life. We want God to be at the head of your life. We want him and you to be connected so that nothing could separate y'all. No devil, no demon in hell could come through and separate the connection y'all have with God. And that went for everybody that may be listening in today. I want to thank my guest that came on today. And I want to thank my silent caller from area code 918 that came on. Thank you so much for holding on for 51 minutes and 55 seconds. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. And before we leave the line, would you like to come off the line, come off of mute and pray for us today? Because we would love for you to pray if it's possible. But if not, we just give God praise this morning. And she says she would love to pray for us this morning. Thank you, caller, for coming on. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Gracious Father, we just thank you for this time of your word. We just thank you, God, for this time of this fellowship. We thank you, God, for the word that went forth on today. Father God, just help us to be connected to you in the name of Jesus. Help us to be connected and stay hooked up to the word. Help us to stay connected and hooked up even to the power of God. Because through you, God, all things are possible. And to those who believe, God, we just pray, God, even over the airways on today, we just pray, Father God, for anyone who should listen to this broadcast later on today or later on this week. We just pray, God, for this broadcast to be a blessing to the people. God, just give them the ear, God, to hear with your spirit, the anointing and the power of standing on today. God, we just pray a blessing and cover over each one on today. We decree, God, we ask all these things in faith, God, in faith, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Carla, for coming on praying for us, because all of us need to stay connected. And just remember, there's a loose connection, there's a quick connection, there's a firmly connection, there's a cross connection, and the connector, which is the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. We want to stay connected all together. That way we can get out and do kingdom work that God has called us to do. And until next week, I want to thank each and every one of you all for coming to the line. We have about 3 minutes left. If anybody else would like to say something before we leave the air, but not God's presence, because we're going to stay connected. And I thank you all for coming back to the line today, because that let me know we are connected. In the spirit, I may not have met each one of you all, but we are connected through the body of Christ, through the Holy Spirit, through God. We are connected. And I thank God for that connection. And I don't want my connection to get loose. I don't want no quick connection. I want to firmly connect it. And I don't want to be cross-connected when my wives is getting crossed. I want them put all in the right place, and I want to know the right connector, which is the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. So if anybody have anything to say before we leave the air, feel free.
I'm good.
Amen.
It was a blessing to me. Praise God.
We're gonna stay connected to the Father, the Holy Spirit, everything that we need has to get it through the Holy Ghost. If we don't have the Holy Ghost, there is no power, so we need to stay connected to His source. On this 19th is my very, very last day at my current job. Leaving the job because I'm headed back to school. I got admitted. I'm going to start school the following week, which is August 26th. And I'm going to do a work study and find some optional jobs there. So just pray for me that I get my habits of studying off right the first day and not to procrastinate. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm a junior in college. I'm a junior. Yay!
Amen. Minister Tanya, would you pray for Minister Cliff out of Arkansas, please?
I sure will. Father God, we just come in that God in the name of Jesus. I just fill up a Minister Cliff on today, God. Even if he can put it up at the school, Father God, just give him the wisdom, the discernment, what he needs. Just, Father God, increase his study, have that put off in his mind. Even right now, Father God, for Minister Cliff should have a mind of Christ and he's study and prepare. We thank you for the Holy Spirit being his teacher and his guide. He's study and prepare, bring nothing but his mind and his remembrance. God, we pray, God, for the spirit of excellence, God, that he will exceed and do well, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, God, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. We just pray, God, for favor him out from the school. We just pray, God, for the spirit of excellence, God, that he will exceed and do well, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, Father God, that if any man lacks the light of my soul, you said in your word, Father God, that how you give it the greater, not in the name of Jesus. You said it to come boldly, God, unto the throne and grace and time. Father, just bless your man, son, unto today. Just cover him, God. We just pray, even if you go back to school, just pray, God, that he will exceed it. And Father, just pray out for favor, God, that he will do well, God. We decree, God. And we ask for this, and Father, he just bless his finances, Father, God. Supply me to me, even if he's not with God. We know, God, that you are Jehovah God, the Lord that will provide to our El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Father God, he said, but my God shall supply all of this. And he got this for God, for faith. Just pray, God, he is blessed, God. Coming and going out from this day forth, just pray, God, he's blessed, God, to be the head. And I pray, we thank you, Father God, for just loading him daily, God, with your benefits, God. We decree, God, we just decree your favor over Minister Cliff's life, God. We ask all these things in the name of the Father, the Son, God, and you know, we pray, God, and so, Father God, have you get thanks in advance for have you decree it, God. We count it now, because you said in your word, God, have you can decree a thing, and it shall be established. You said in your word to call those things and not for the word, God. You said, and once you send the word out, God, that it will accomplish and prosper, God. And answer, you said in your word, Father God, that it will not return to you, Lord, and we give you thanks in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You.
And thank
Amen.
You. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. That was wonderful.
Amen. Well, I want you all to have a wonderful and a blessed week in the Lord, a beautiful day today. And no matter where you are, where you're going, just remember, stay connected to God. Because God want to use each and every one of you that came to this line. And you don't know what capacity that you may have to give a helping hand or may tell somebody about the word of God. And so you want to have the word on the inside of you where you are able to regurgitate it back up when it time, such a time as God see fit and give you to be able to minister to somebody. So until next week, in Jesus' name, y'all be blessed. I love each and every one of you. And my little saying is, if I had the tentacles and the octopus, I would hug each every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And tell somebody else about the show. Invite somebody else in. Give them the number and let them share what y'all are hearing. In the name of Jesus. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Lord, for the leadership. Thank you, Jesus.
Hello? Hello?